So I think I'll use the most inclusive salutation I can think of. Welcome, mortals. And welcome to Xbox. This is a great day. It's not just the beauty of the arbitrary palindrome that we have today. It's actually you privileged audience who are going to witness the first public announcement of UXbox. We have this Twitter account, UXbox Tool. And if you're interested in archery or role-playing games, you can also follow me on Diacritica. There we go. So what is UXbox? Well, it is the first open source prototyping platform that will be embraced by multidisciplinary teams or cross-domain teams. Exactly what this is all about, this track. The whole track is all about uniting design and developers. And I think there's no such platform that is helping us to do that. We've seen some examples like the Geekflow technique, but we need a platform. And this is UXbox. What is the problem that we're facing today? Well, we believe that there's no proper, like, super amazing open source prototyping platform in the market. And when I say prototyping, I also include design here. Most of the existing prototyping tools stay away from open standards. They sometimes do export to SVG or other open standards, but they are not native to their approach. And that's an issue, I believe. And also, and this is more about the process, current prototyping platforms have focused traditionally in that conversation between some stakeholders, namely customers or users and designers, but what about the developers themselves? They have to be in the loop, and they sometimes just watch the conversation from the outside. So that is the current problem that we're facing. And welcome to the solution. The solution is here, my friends. A prototyping tool that developers, managers, and the whole open source community will love because we are doing this with SVG as the native format, as much as we can. There are great XML and JSON files out there, but they are not open standards. SVG is an open standard, so that makes a huge difference. We are, and of course, SVG is tech friendly in that regard. You can parse SVG knowing what you're about to encounter. Open source, not only open source as in the license, but also as the community contributing to UXbox, both at the core and also in terms of plugins. And finally, the solution must include the multi-platform and multi-disciplinary nature that we live in. So regardless of your operating system, as long as you have a fairly modern browser, you should be able to use and enjoy UXbox. And also, this is for the cross-domain team. Basically, that's the team for the next decade. Everyone, diverse, inclusive team. We have all the skill sets into one conversation. So the solution has to address that need. Can you hear me all right at the back? Yeah, I guess so. Why now? Why not earlier, by the way, but why now? Well, here we are. This is a fast growing community of open source designers. Actually, some of them have already expressed interest in UXbox, like welcoming us. That's good. Also, this is a very young and immature market. Actually, just a handful of platforms out there. I mean, I'm going to say Sketch again, Figma, Envision, Adobe XD, all those, but really not that many. And they are basically moving away from the classical desktop expensive license to the online, perhaps not so expensive, but still license. And it's just a handful. I mean, it's a high bar. Technically speaking, developing these platforms is a huge task. So it is a good opportunity in that regard. And we developed Taiga. Taiga is an agile project management platform that's also open source, Athero GPL version 3. And so we have a lot of users worldwide, and we think that for cross-domain teams, if Taiga works for agile and methodology, we could pitch UXbox to Taiga users. So that's an opportunity in terms of marketing, I guess. And then we've seen over the past couple of years, but mostly last year, the hunger that people have to contribute plugins, even if it's for Figma, you know. It's the moment any of these platforms open up to contributions, people are just super crazy about that and develop stuff that then eventually has some issues in terms of security and all that, and it's problematic, but there's this hunger, so we want to leverage that. But actually, this is not true. These are the actual reasons. Okay.